You're listening to Qalam Institute's podcast. Visit us on the web at qalaminstitute.org and join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Qalam Institute.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawm al-din. Qala Allahu Azza wa Jal fi kitabihi al-majeed. يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين عزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. This is ayah number 54 from Surah Al-Ma'idah, and we recited alhamdulillah this in our recitation tonight in Salatul Tarawih. And I wanted to talk very briefly about this ayah. Once again, like a lot of the other ayah that we've been talking about or discussing every day, this is part of a bigger context, and there are certain incidents that are behind this and certain events that were occurring at the time of the revelation of this ayah. But I wanted to talk about specifically just this ayah and more about how it communicates to us today and some of the lessons that we can extract from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses, once again, the people who have professed faith, people who have claimed iman. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, or O you who profess faith. Allah says, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ. Those from amongst you who come back, or basically apostate from their religion. And the word irtidad literally comes from the word rad, which means to return back to something. So Allah is saying, those from amongst you, may yartadda minkum an dinihi, those individuals amongst you who retreat back from their religion, they retreat back from their faith and their iman. And so this is obviously talking about people who, after having believed and having accepted the message, these people are now, for whatever reason, finding themselves in doubt. And these people are basically retreating away from this faith and this iman that they have come to embrace and that they have come to call their own. They're coming away from it, they're leaving it, they're basically abandoning it. So Allah says that, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. Allah is saying that now there are these people from amongst you, but Allah very soon will bring, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ, Allah will bring another group of people. يُحِبُّهُمْ, these people, Allah will love them. وَيُحِبُّونَهُ, and they will love Allah. And Allah says, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that these people will be extremely kind and humble and soft-mannered with the believers, in dealing with the believers. عِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, but they will be firm and strong when dealing with the disbelievers. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and these people will strive and struggle for the propagation and the spread of the religion. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, and they will not fear any criticism or any blame that will be directed towards them from anyone. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, this is the benevolence and the blessing of Allah. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, Allah grants it and gives it to whomever He wills. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast, His bounty, His blessing, His mercy is vast, and He is all-knowing. So this ayah is, the first thing that this ayah is addressing is the sense of entitlement or the false sense of satisfaction that people might have, certain believers or Muslims, they might have. They might not completely be clear on the matter and the relationship that they have with Allah and that how the dynamic works between them and the deen, the religion of Islam itself. So there might be a sense of entitlement. We're Muslims. We're believers. The success of Islam and the survival of the deen and the religion and the spread of Allah's word depends on us and has to do with us. If we're not going to do it, then how else is it going to get done? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispels this first and foremost. And He clarifies a matter that the deen of Allah, Islam, is not dependent on anyone. It's independent of any group of people, of any lineage, of any group of people, any individuals, any personalities, any celebrities. Islam is not in need of anyone or anything. And due to our own weaknesses, we might become weak in our faith, but that does not necessarily equate the weakness of the faith of Islam itself. Islam does not get weak when we become weak. Islam is strong. Islam is haq. It is truth, the truth. It is here to stay. It is stable. It is solid. And it is not going anywhere. It does not fluctuate. The truth of Islam doesn't fluctuate with our own personal fluctuations. It does not change. Islam is the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. Islam is meant to manifest itself over all other faiths, over all other ways of life in this world. So Islam does not depend on me or you. Rather, all of us, we are in need of Islam. We're the ones in need. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, وَإِنْ تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. In Surah Az-Zumar, Allah says that, and if you disbelieve, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of you. Allah is independent of you. And so, we are in need of Islam, and Islam is in no way in need of us. And that's very important for us to understand, and that's one of the first and primary things that we have to understand. There's no sense of entitlement. Allah says, right away, He says, you might turn away, you might fall into doubt, and you might start to lose your conviction. What's the solution and what's the resolution that will come about? فَسُوفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. Allah will bring another group of people. We can stop coming to the masjid. The masjid is not going to go anywhere. The house of Allah, the worship of Allah will continue. What will happen? I stop coming to the masjid, Allah will give tawfiq, He will give guidance and hidayah to another group of people that will start coming here. And then Allah says, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسَّبْدِ الْقَوْمَ غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Then they won't be like you. They'll be a lot better than you. And that's what Allah mentions here. So Allah will replace you with another group of people. That's the first thing Allah warns us about. So constantly understand our need towards Islam and Islam's independence of us. The faith, the deen, the Quran, the teachings, it's pure. It's haq, it's not going anywhere. We need it, it does not need us. And Allah says when He brings this group of people, what will their qualities and characteristics be? So basically now Allah is going to give us four qualities, four attributes of the group of people who are living up to the standard of faith, who are deserving of this deen of Islam. And they are benefiting and properly fulfilling the rights of the religion, the deen upon them. So Allah tells us four qualities. The first one is, يُحِبُّهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves them. Allah loves them. Now one thing we might say is that, how does a person ensure that Allah loves them? How can I make it so that Allah loves me? This is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the ability to do so. Because Allah says in Surah Ali Imran that إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. He told the Prophet ﷺ to tell us in the Quran, in ayah number 31 of Surah Ali Imran, Allah says that, tell them, if you claim to love Allah, then follow the example, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ, and Allah will love you when you follow the sunnah in the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ. And so this is the very first thing Allah is telling us. People that are devoted and dedicated to following the life of the Prophet ﷺ, they are people whom Allah loves, and these are people whom Allah has selected for the propagation and the spread of the religion and the deen. So this is the first quality. Allah loves them. How can they ensure that Allah loves them? Follow the example of the Prophet ﷺ. Emulate the one whom Allah loves, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah. The second part of the first quality is وَيُحِبُّونَهُ, and they also love Allah. Allah loves them and they also love Allah. Now once again, one question that begs here is that love is oftentimes a bit of a natural emotion. So how can we make ourselves love Allah? Is that something that's within our control? Well, love might be something that seems to be out of our control. But the means to arrive at love, the means and different things that we can do in order to develop and cultivate love, that is something that is within our control. When you spend time with someone, you begin to love them. You come to admire them, and you see their good qualities, and you begin to come closer to them, and eventually you begin to love this person. The more time you spend with someone, the more you love them. The more you sacrifice for the sake of someone, the more that person or that thing, even things, even items, that the more they become beloved to you. Well, the same things apply in terms of our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. us loving Allah. The more time I spend, how do I spend, what's meant by spending time for Allah? The more time I spend in salah, the more time I spend in recitation of Quran, the more time I spend in the masjid, in the house of Allah, the more time I spend in the remembrance of Allah, learning about Allah, the more I will begin to develop and cultivate love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and the more I sacrifice for the sake of Allah, my money, my time, the more I invest my own, all these assets that Allah has granted to me, my intelligence, my abilities, my time, my money, the more I invest them for the sake of Allah, the more I'll see myself developing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first quality. Allah loves them and they love Allah. The next thing is, Allah says the next quality of these people is, once again, a two-part quality, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. They are humble and soft. The word أَذِلَّة, this is a plural of the word ذَلِيل, which means in the Arabic language, ذُلَّة, it means to be soft, to be humble, to be soft and to be humble. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these people are very soft and they are humble, they're easygoing when dealing with the believers. Like Allah mentions in another place in Surah Al-Fath, Allah mentions, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. They're very compassionate and loving. They're very merciful towards one another. And the second quality Allah mentions is, أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. They're very harsh. And not necessarily harsh, but they're firm. And they're strong and they're solid when dealing with the disbelievers. They're solid, they stand their ground. They're firm. They don't shake from here to there. They don't compromise their religion when dealing with people of other religions and disbelievers. They stick to their values, they stick to their principles, and they stick to their faith, what their iman tells them to do. And so this is the second quality, and how their demeanor is. Now one thing that I want to mention here is oftentimes, and once again, not to generalize, and it seems I've been doing a lot of that lately, but just to give an example, because it's a time, Ramadan is a time to really critique ourselves and see how we can really improve during the month of Ramadan. One type of behavior that's often observed amongst Muslims, especially Muslims like us who are a minority, who live in a non-Muslim majority amongst them, that many times we behave properly, we have good conduct, we're very polite and pleasant outside in our workplaces, when going shopping, in public areas. But many times we find ourselves when we come to the masjid, we're extremely short, we're very abrasive, we're short-tempered, we're harsh when we deal with people amongst the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us we should be polite, we should be pleasant when dealing with other people outside. But when we come in the masjid, when we deal with the gatherings of the Muslims, the believers, we need to be even more pleasant. We need to be even more polite when dealing with Muslims. This is a sign of iman. This is a sign of the strength of one's faith. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The last thing is, the third quality rather, is that they strive and they struggle and they make an effort in the propagation and the spread and the establishment of the religion on the earth. That after they have basically corrected, the first thing referred to their relationship with Allah. They fix, they solidify their relationship with Allah. Number two, they solidify and they correct their relationship and their dealings with other people. But they don't stop there. The third thing is now they want to see this manifests itself in overall in the community, in the society, and even in the lives of other people. And they make an effort to spread and to establish this deen and this way of life in other people and throughout the land. And then the fourth quality Allah mentions is, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. Finally, the last quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is that they do not fear any type of criticism or blame that might be directed at them from someone. One thing that occurs is oftentimes when somebody will correct himself and then will make an effort to spread the deen and spread the religion and better the community, there are two things that are obstacles that often get in a person's way. One might be some type of an opposite force, some type of an adversary force or a power working against him. There might be an outside element that works against him. That is easily overcome. A person is able to find the motivation to overcome any type of an opposing force. The second obstacle, the second impediment that a person often deals with, who's trying to bring about some good in the community or on a larger scale, the second thing that he finds is sometimes vilification from within his own people. People start to blame, people start to slander, people start to criticize. This starts to occur. And this is often very difficult for people to deal with. And that's why Allah mentions this here. That when you're doing that which is right, then at that time don't fear, don't be bothered by anyone criticizing you, by anyone speaking out against you. Which you know what you're doing it for the right purpose and you're doing the right thing. You need to be strong and you need to find a conviction within yourself and look towards the mercy and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go forward with what you've set out to do. Don't be distracted and don't let any obstacle impede your path to the achievement of this noble goal that you've set out for. So this is the last thing that Allah mentions, the four qualities. Allah loves them and they love Allah. They fix their relationship with their Creator. The second thing, they fix their relationship and their dealings with other people. Extremely humble and soft with the believers and firm and solid with the disbelievers. The third quality is, they strive and struggle to make an effort to spread the religion and the deen. And the fourth quality is, they don't get disheartened or they don't let anything detract them away from their purpose and what they've set out to do. They pay no attention to criticisms or blame that might be directed their way. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the blessing, this is the benevolence of Allah. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah grants you whomever He wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally clarifies for us here at the very end, that at the end of the day, this is the blessing of Allah, and only Allah can grant somebody the tawfiq to achieve these things. So He turns our attention back towards Him, that constantly we should seek, we should ask from Allah, we should pray, we should make dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us these qualities, He grants us steadfastness, and He gives us the ability to continue on forward with the work of deen. Wallahu asirun alim. And of course, Allah is very vast in His knowledge, in His mercy, in His benevolence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to practice everything that we've said and heard. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallah bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.